Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello, welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo, and we are going to be talking about one of my favorite subjects. And what is that? Talk radio, of course. I've had a passion for it all of my life, and of course, being a talk show host, it means something very, very special to me. Well, my guest today is also a talk show host, but she has gone an extra mile and then some because she has put together a publication that any of you that would like to be able to find out about shows of interest, she has, Francine Silverman, taken the time to find out about 700 talk shows, both on terrestrial radio as well as on internet. And also, she's going to give you tips on how you are able to get invited to be a show. Yes, and the Donna Sebo Show is mentioned there, as well as Donald Newsom, who is the president and owner of BBSRadio.com. Francine, welcome to the show.
Oh, Donna, it's my pleasure to be here.
Your book is titled Talk Radio Wants You, an intimate guide to 700 shows and how to get invited. Francine, I'd like my listeners to know about you. You're in New York, and you've been a publicist. You have been an online publicist for more than 100 authors. Tell us a little bit about that. What does that involve?
Okay, I'll tell you how it started. In 2003, I was author of two books, two local guidebooks, Catskills Alive and Long Island Alive. And I really didn't know how to publicize them. So I decided to start an e-zine, and I called it Book Promotion Newsletter. And I invited 10 authors online to join, and they did. And I sent them a questionnaire with my burning questions. And before you know it, the newsletter grew and grew and grew, and I had hundreds of authors, you know, as subscribers.
Mm-hmm.
And I also had a radio show at the time where I was interviewing authors. And I had lunch with one of my subscribers, and she said, you should really package your skills. I said, you know, that's a very good idea. So I offered the subscribers a deal where they would get the newsletter, and also I would invite them on my radio show, and I would promote them to the media online. And I had them, you know, for one price, and I had them send me a bio with bulleted points of the areas that they were comfortable talking about. And before you knew it, I mean, I didn't know that radio shows were going to be so responsive. I started out with newspapers, and it wasn't so easy, although I did get them in two national papers, but it's much more difficult. But radio hosts, oh, my God, they need guests. It's unbelievable. And all of a sudden, I got so many responses from radio hosts that after a while, I said, you know, I should really put this into a book. And that's really how it happened.
Well, I can tell you, having been in this industry for so many years, that talk radio, if you are doing a daily show, there's so much work that goes into it. And depending on what your format is, your preparation, so that it's polished, so that it's well done, it is a lot of work. So one of the biggest challenges that talk show hosts have is finding material that is going to fit whatever format that they've got. And what you have done with your book is you have all of these wonderful categories, and I'll just read a few of them. So any of you listening, let's say you were interested in food and wine. Well, she's got about 25 different talk shows here. business, finance, and marketing. Well, there's about 50 or a little bit more than that. She's got special shows on health and fitness. I mean, you could talk about environmental matters, traveling and living abroad, women's shows especially, self-help shows, sports. So what she's done is taken the hard work out of finding out about it, and not only that, but she also has a listing of 100 of the top shows in the nation that people listen to. So you've got a resource here that's terrific. When you were doing this, Francine, when you were putting together Talk Radio Wants You, who did you feel was going to be interested in it?
Well, what I did was I basically randomly sent out questionnaires to every single radio host that I could find that I thought invited guests. And I was really surprised that so many of them filled it out. And, of course, being the publicist that I am, whenever they would fill it out, I would say, oh, can I send you bios of my authors? You know, and of course they would say yes, because here I was doing something for them, you know, maybe they would do something for me. But I got such a response, an overwhelming response. And the truth of the matter is, it took longer, I think, to compile the 100 top radio hosts. Because I had to call every single station and find out who was the person that, you know, that hired the guests. Who was the one who took it? And usually the producer. So I had to find out who the producer was and what was the producer's email and what was the producer's phone number. And, you know, until you find out, I mean, sometimes it takes a long time. And it took
me longer
to do that than, you know, to get questionnaires. I swear it was. That was the hard part.
Yes, it is, because frequently there is, dependent on the station, you have a lot of turnover. So you might call one week and talk to one person, and let's say you have a follow-up 2 or 3 weeks later, and you go, I want to talk to so-and-so. Oh, I'm sorry, this person is no longer here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been that route myself trying to book myself on different programs. And it's a fascinating industry. So as I said, this book not only is a tremendous amount of information and labor, but you have gone the extra mile, because not only do you have the theme, which you've got in basic categories, which you have all the stations there, but you really tell where the shows are. For example, there is a station, The Blazing Grace Show, and it comes out of, Pretoria, South Africa. And I thought, South Africa, okay, that's wonderful, but they give you the information about what they wanted to guest, and I'll share it with our listeners. They want authors, therapists, ministry leaders. They want expertise, faith, inspirational story, and something related to their theme, which is about sexual addiction and recovery, and they're very specific. And that's so important, because if someone is interested, if they have a book on sexual addiction and recovery, then they want to be able to know where to go for that, because you obviously don't want to call a sports station to find out. That's not going to be their theme. They're going to say, forget it. What in the world did you call us for? Don't bother us ever again. So you've given whoever wants to use this resource wonderful, wonderful information, and they tell what they don't like in a guest. Like, for them, they say they don't want an argumentative, hostile, and boring person, and that you have all their contact information, and you even get comments from listeners.
Yeah, well, you know, the key to this book is that it's an intimate guide, and what I mean by intimate is you actually get inside the host's head. What does the host want? What does the host desire? What is the host like? You don't find that in most radio directories. All you find is a listing.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wanted much more than that, because if you go to most radio websites, you don't get any information that you need. You know, they don't provide information for listeners or for guests.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know if they invite guests. You don't know what the themes of their shows are. It's terrible. I mean, you know, the internet shows are a little better, but the ones terrestrial radio, forget it. I mean, they just, their websites are just not, they're not listener friendly.
Now, I was intrigued. I wish I had known about this years ago when I came out with my book. I was intrigued by the listing of stations you have just for authors. And one of them is on Global Talk Radio. It's called Calling All Authors with Valerie Connolly.
Oh, yes.
And you bring up some points that I think it's very interesting. And that is, on this particular show, there's no fee to appear. And that's something that comes as a shock to some individuals, that when they're wanting to be on a show, they may have to pay to be on that show. And I know of stations that charge up to $300 an
mm-hmm.
hour to be a guest on their show.
Mm-hmm.
And someone will say, you have got to be kidding. I'll say, no. Remember, they are, this is their choice. They are having to pay for their airtime. They're in a major market. So this is what they're doing. You pay them. You are paying out advertising dollars to be featured on their show, and they can tell you what the numbers are. They may be reaching, you know, 2 or 3 million people. So if you're in a major market like San Francisco, you may end up with certain talk shows, and this is on terrestrial radio, not necessarily internet, but terrestrial radio. You will have to pay for your airtime. And I just got something from someone that's doing an internet radio show, and she's charging her guests $25. Anybody that wants to be on her show, it's $25, period, straight across the board. Well, I know people like me don't charge, but they're always, you have to be prepared that some people will charge for you being on their show.
But you know, Donna, it's really the minority.
Mm-hmm.
A minority of hosts charge their guests. I mean, I also came across somebody that charges $300, and I also said to her, who pays that? You know, I mean, I can't imagine anybody paying that when you can go on the radio for free. I mean, that's the beauty of radio. You know, it's free.
Mm-hmm. But I think it's good that we've mentioned this, because you did have that. You know, you stressed that. And if there is a fee, you are showing that in here. And I had to chuckle, because many, many times the hosts, they said, what is the guest from hell? The one word answer. Yep. You ask a question? Nope. I think I've had one.
Well, some hosts are very funny also, you know.
Oh, yeah. But
you know,
just...
one of them said, well, I said, what's your idea of the guest from hell? He said, my ex-wife, you know.
Well, let me ask you, because you have been a talk show host.
Yes.
When, obviously, because of your background, Francine, you had an expertise that many other people wouldn't have had in putting this book together. What is your worst-case scenario with a guest from hell?
Well, the ones that don't show up. I mean, I have had this happen to me numerous times where I have told the people what number to call, what time to call, and then I get on, you know, I get it on my internet station, and I give, you know, I start my announcement, and they don't show up.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's a host's worst nightmare.
Yes,
and then I find out that they either, one guy told me, oh, he had an important phone call. Another one said, oh, he got mixed up with the time. I mean, you know, these excuses.
Yes,
you know,
it's really
tough. They don't take into consideration that the host has to prepare for the show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think that, I know from my experience, because I have, you know, authors every day of the week just about, and I've had no shows. Now, there have been a couple of situations where there was an emergency with a family, someone, you know, a mother died, and this type of thing. But many, many times the host, you know, will request, call me, this is the emergency number, this is what you do, you let me know. But that has happened to me. And you do have to have something handy to fill just in case.
Well, especially if you're paying for the airtime.
Oh, yeah.
You know, then you certainly want to fill it.
Absolutely.
You know, that's, that goes without saying.
Now,
yeah.
With this book, again, you have so many different sections in it. Let's talk about business, finance, and marketing.
Mm-hmm.
This is, quite a good size arena. There's a lot of information out there that people could get. So if a consumer said, wow, I'd like to know about this particular area of interest, business, finance, and marketing, all you have to do is get Francine's book and you look it up, and there are all of these stations. This was really fascinating to me. I had no idea there were so many shows, you know, all over the country that are specifically oriented towards this.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing. You don't really know until you start, you know, putting them all together, and then you find out that there's so many. Somebody criticized it because it said, well, if you want shows about, one of the ones that I didn't have many, like nautical or labor.
Or the environment, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the reason is because there aren't that many shows out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but when it came to politics, I mean, there was no end.
Well, I mean, that's why I don't even bother covering this stuff. Who needs more mouths to talk about politics?
Yeah.
But you have, you know, it's addiction and recovery, African-American, there's not a lot. And someone might say, why don't we have more African-American? Well, we need talk show hosts that want to do it. And that's the key. That's something that people are not aware of in talk show radio. You have to have people who really want to be in that genre, who want to speak about it. I mean, that is a phenomenally wonderful topic, but there aren't a lot of people that want to do it full time.
Exactly. And also, it really depended on those who answered my questionnaire. You know, there may have been more environmental shows, but they just didn't answer my questionnaire.
Mm-hmm. And for those of you that are car lovers, hey, guys, most of we gals could care less. All we want to do is have our cars cleaned. Now, I know, ladies, I shouldn't speak for you. You might be a few of you gals out there that are really into hot rodding and all kinds of Indy 500 races, but I don't know it's so much for the cars as it is for the good-looking guys. But you've got only two car shows. One is America on the Road, and its theme is automotive for the regular driver. And then the Bobby Likas Car Clinic, and they're on 110 affiliates, including terrestrial radio. And Bobby Likas has a good show. I've heard him. It's a real good show.
Mm-hmm.
So that is, you know, it's fascinating. Here you've got a couple of shows that you got response back on regarding the automobile industry and working with cars, et cetera. And I had to chuckle because this show, they say the guest from hell is the under-informed, pompous, weak on-air presence, and tries to dominate the interview.
Mm-hmm.
I just love that.
Mm-hmm.
But this, and there's another side that you bring out. When will they invite someone back? That is a big question, because I've had some people that I just am delighted to have back as guests. What did you find was the typical theme? Well, people will say, oh, well, I want to be back on your show, blah, 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 so on and so forth. Lots of times, they don't really have the people that will make requests like that because of the eclectic group of people that I have. I need to know if they have a new book out, if they have something different and a different approach. And so are there a lot of other show hosts that are like me?
Well, most of the time it's because they didn't cover everything. Or the person comes out with a new book, or they really found that guest was so, you know, personable and appealing, and or maybe they got a lot of callers, you know, something that made them feel
mm-hmm.
that this would be a very good guest to have on again. You know, it really is very subjective as to why a host wants somebody back.
Yes, because there's usually a special relationship that occurs between the host and that repeating guest. There is something there where the host feels that it really is an asset having that person on for whatever reasons. And you've made some very good points about having callers or doing some other things. So I just think that's very good. Now, I was pleased to see about the self-help programming that you have listed in here. You have a number of
self-help.
Self-help.
Yeah.
a lot of good listings.
Oh, yeah.
For self-help. So that is an indicator of our time, really.
Well, if you go into the bookstore, you know, self-help is a very big section. So it doesn't surprise me that there's a lot of shows devoted to that subject.
Now, you went into also the paranormal. Now, there were not as many programs on the paranormal that I would have thought. But you had some there, and let's see.
About 15.
Right. Not a whole bunch.
No, you know, it's funny. Of course, after the book was in production, of course, I found more shows. Because every day there are more shows. People
mm-hmm.
are starting them like crazy, especially on the Internet. There's always new shows out there. And I know this because I'm a publicist, and I'm always looking for new shows.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, the New Age shows. What was it that classified them as New Age rather than paranormal?
Well, I originally had it as spiritual, but my publisher thought that New Age really covered it better.
Okay.
Paranormal is more like UFOs and aliens. New Age is more, it's like alternative medicine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not necessarily that you believe in flying saucers or anything like that.
Okay, so
there's a difference.
There is the difference, and you've got them there. And then again, you can go in to all of these different areas, and you can get a lot of detail. And I know I'm in there, and I'm just pleased to see my programming listed. But you've got so much information about each and every show that there is really... even my listeners, if they wanted to get a copy of the book, would find it fascinating because then they would know where they could go to directly to find out about these shows. Now, one of the things I did see is that there were some shows, not many, that you had put in the book that were no longer on the air.
Yeah. Well, that happened when I found out, right before the book went into printing. That the show went off the air, and I told the publisher, and the publisher said, okay, we'll just put something in there because we can't take it out of the book now.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
it just says now off the air.
Yes. So you just had to add that in, just those couple of words, not on air, to let people know that this show was not going to be reachable if they wanted to book something. And that, again, is a key tool. Because this industry, you have so many people that want to start shows, so many people that want to do things, and like you said, being on the Internet, and they may not be able to make it. They may find that it's too much work, or if they're having to pay for their airtime, they're not able to get the sponsors. One thing or another may prevent them from being on air. So when they disappear, it's sometimes a sad thing because maybe they've really got something good, but that is a reality. So we have to be...
Sometimes the station closes, you know.
Yes.
That's happened, too.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah.
That happens. Sometimes they're sold. Sometimes their call letters change. So there's always this flux. Now, I wanted to ask you, Francine, how are you going to keep up with this? Because you have done such a phenomenal job. What is the next level? Are you going to be putting this book out once every 2 years? How are you going to, for those of us that get it?
Well, what I'm doing right now is I am keeping current on changes in the book.
Okay.
On my website, talkradioadvocate.com.
All right.
Whenever I find out that there are email changes or most of them are email changes, it hasn't been so far that it's gone off the air. Just emails or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
and I keep it on the website. And I feel that maybe in a year from now I will offer ebooks for each category. I have to see how the book sells and where it goes, and I would love to do an update, every year.
Mm-hmm.
Because we do know that in this industry, things change overnight. And,
oh, they do. They change so very, very quickly. Well, I think you have just done a phenomenal job. Now, you need to tell us about your show. Are you still on the air?
Oh, yes.
All right.
Oh, yes.
Tell us where you are.
Okay.
So that we can let our listeners know.
Okay. I'm on Blog Talk Radio, and my show is called The Radio Host Show, which means I interview radio hosts about their shows. And it's generally on Tuesday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, but I'm flexible because with Blog Talk Radio, you can have your show whenever you want it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so give us what it is that people look up on so that they want to put it in their favorites so that they could just go on Tuesday mornings. And, again,
okay,
that's about 10 a.m. East Coast time.
Right.
So if you're Pacific, that's 7 a.m. If you're Mountain time, that's 8. And if you're Central, then, you know, that's 10. So you just need to be aware of whatever time zone you're in.
Yes,
so
the shows go into the archives 15 minutes after it ends. So everything is archived, so it's easy to listen to.
Terrific. All right, now give us
the domain is blogtalkradio.com/Francine-Silverman.
Okay, blogtalkradio.com/Francine-Silverman.
No, Francine-Dash.
Francine-Dash. Thank you for correcting me.
Silverman.
Dash Silverman.
Right.
All right, let me repeat that one more time because I'm writing this out just as if somebody else is. blogtalkradio.com/Francine, and that's spelled F-R-A-N-C-I-N-E, dash Silverman, S-I-L-V-E-R-M-A-N. That is her web address. You can go in. She interviews author. I've been a guest on her show, and I think you would enjoy it. She has all kinds of interesting people. Her time is usually about 10 a.m. on Tuesday mornings, but it could vary a little bit. But
yes,
there you
and
go.
I usually follow the calendar. I follow Chase's calendar of events. So that, for example, April is Pets a Wonderful Month, so I interview a host of animal shows, and one last month was Employee Special Month or something.
Mm-hmm.
I interview business people, you know, business hosts. And generally, I follow that.
Okay. Well, there you go. There you've got, ladies and gentlemen, you've got another show that you can listen to besides the Donna Sebo Show. This is Blog Talk Radio. .com/Francine-Silverman. Francine, before we finish chatting today, what would you like to leave in the way of a thought relative to putting out a book, such as you did, for my audience? What would you want to share with them today?
Well, I think that if you want to write a book and you want to find a publisher, you must be persistent because I was determined to find a traditional publisher. And I really went around it the wrong way. I hired an agent, and the agent was really targeting New York publishers, and they weren't right for it. And when I decided to do it on my own, I found three. And one, they all showed interest, but one just disappeared from the radar screen. The second one didn't answer my phone calls, but the third one kept giving me advice, and I knew I had a live one there, and I just kept pushing and pushing and pushing and said, when am I going to get a contract? And finally he sent me one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I got a very good publisher because they are very well respected and they publish scholarly and reference books.
Yes, and this definitely is a reference book. But I can tell those of you listening, it's intriguing to find out about all of these different shows and friends has done such a wonderful job at pulling all the information together. Francine Silverman, her book, Talk Radio Wants You, An Intimate Guide to 700 Shows and How to Get Invited as a Guest. Who knows? You may be the next star on Who Knows What Show. Again, Talk Radio Wants You. Francine Silverman has been my guest. Francine, thank you so much.
Thank you, Donna. It's been a pleasure.
This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. Don't go away. We've got a lot of good things to share with you today. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right, Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272. Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today, 800-872-8852.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717. TTAP.com.
Donna Sebo, well, those telephone lines are open. Yes. All you need to do is pick up that telephone if you'd like to talk with me directly, and I'll be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Here is the telephone number, only one phone number, and we have multiple lines, 888-815-9756. That's right, 888-815-9756. That's the telephone number to call in if you would like for me to give you a psychic reading on the air. I consider myself an intuitive resource, an information resource, and this is your opportunity. All I want from you when you call in is your first name or your initial. That's it. Nothing else. Let me tell you what I perceive, and then after that, you can ask me a question about anything that you like. Now, tomorrow, we've got a fascinating person that's going to be on the air, Marie Jones. We're going to be talking about the 11-11, the time prompt phenomena. Have you heard anything about this? Well, I have to tell you, a very good friend of mine really is involved with the 11-11 time phenomena. It is frequently in her daily life. So we're going to be talking with Marie about that. And then next week, well, we have some information about the Westminster Dog Show. We're going to be talking with Melanie Koronetz, and her book is about her dogs, that she has ended up being very much involved in this fabulous event. My husband and I are fans of this wonderful show. Then we're going to go into history on Tuesday with Randy Davila. We're going to be talking about Gnostic mystery. Now, I don't often do novels. I don't often review novels because I find truth is so much more fascinating frequently than fiction. But this book has got so much truth in it that fiction is just sort of tagged on just for the heck of it. So I think this is going to be interesting listening. And then we're going to be talking about the Real Life Guide to Diabetes. Hope Warshaw is going to be my guest next week. This is something that so many people are working with. Well, Hope has got some wonderful ideas and concepts that enable you, if this is a challenge for yourself or a member of family, maybe you have a dear friend that's going through this. Well, this may be a very good resource. And then, are you interested in the corporate environment? Do you want to know how you can manage the diversity of generations within a corporate environment? Well, Camille Bishop can give us that nice and clearly. We're in this boat together. This is what we're going to be talking about. And then also, we're going to be talking about why don't doctors know this? What is this? Well, you're going to have to listen to Dr. David Dolman to find out what it is. Fascinating stuff. It empowers you as a consumer, and that's what the show is all about, empowering you. Meanwhile, if you want to call me, I'd be delighted to chat with you, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Give me a call, and I'll be glad to give you insights and perspectives. Well, I've got information. Oh, I can't forget. Teresa Tapp was with me yesterday. She is going to have one of her success stories featured, a TTAP special in People Magazine, the June 1st issue. I promised Teresa yesterday I would mention it, because if you can, go out and get a copy. It'll be coming out tomorrow on Friday. So if you can, keep that in mind. If you're making that trip to the grocery store, great. If you're already subscribing, you've got it. But if you haven't got a subscription to People, then what you want to do, you want to go down and get a copy of that magazine, and you will see a story about a young woman, 140 pounds. Ah, can you believe it? Yes, you can. You will really enjoy it. Of course, Teresa's one of my favorite people, and I really believe in what she's doing because it's assisted me tremendously. So I pass that along. And don't forget, May 26th, next Tuesday, I'm going to be on right here on BBS Radio. I'm going to be on the air with Katie. We're going to be talking on Spiritual Hollywood from 6 to 7 right here on BBS Radio Station 1. So I hope you'll tune in. I'm looking forward to being Katie's guest, and I'm so pleased that I've had this opportunity to be with her on her program. But what we're going to talk about? Well, I can't tell you. You're going to have to listen in and find out. Again, give me a buzz if you would like to chat, 888-815-9756. By the way, have you ever thought of having a block party? We're coming into the warmer months. Here in the Pacific Northwest, the sun is shining again. Yahoo! We didn't think it was going to come out this consistently. 2 days in a row, we don't know what to do with ourselves. Usually it's gray or it's rainy. We're always grateful for the rain because it makes everything nice and green and vibrant. And I think we live in one of the most beautiful places in the world. However, we do like the sun to shine, so that we can keep pace with blue skies in Seattle that Perry Como sang so wonderfully about. Well, they are showing and shining today. Well, when the weather's like this, sometimes if you can get together with your neighbors and have a block party, it can be so much fun. And it doesn't have to be a real complicated thing. Maybe the parents can get together and figure out some street games. But I remember a friend of mine, a few years back, in her neighborhood, there weren't a lot of kids. There were people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, and she's just one of these energetic souls, and she just said, I want to get to know my neighbors. So she went around to her neighbor. She actually walked up and down the street and said, I want to have a block party. I would like to be able to have us all come together and just share food and have a good time. And they did that. They had a blast. They had a buffet, sort of, and all the women brought out their best dishes. Maybe you'd call it a potluck. And they just had the best time getting to know each other. And I'll tell you what the advantage was on that. They had a situation where there were a bunch of young people that were coming around and starting to vandalize a certain area of the neighborhood. The neighbors, because they got to know each other, they said, now that we know each other, if we're going to be out of town or if there's going to be something unique going on with our scheduling, we'll let each other know. So what has happened is that they formed an informal neighborhood interaction. I guess it could be called neighborhood watch. And it worked beautifully. When a family sold a home, they found that they would welcome the new people in, and that made the new family that came in really feel comfortable because they got to know their neighbors. And the neighbors gave the phone numbers and said, if there's an emergency, just know you can call us. And it's worked out wonderfully. Things like this used to be fairly commonplace. It used to be where people, I mean, when I was growing up, God help me, if ever I stepped out of line, it seemed like there were eyes around every corner. You just couldn't get away with very much. And a very dear friend of mine who passed away, Sal, bless his heart, he was in his 80s when he passed, but I would just sit and listen to his stories about the days of New York when he was a youngster, when he came over as an immigrant with his family to New York City, and they set up shop. And he'd laugh. He said, we couldn't get away with anything because all the mamas would be hanging out the window. And they'd say, do you know what your son's doing? This communication was going on around with everybody. You know, this is good when you have that. Of course, kids don't appreciate that because they don't want to get caught when they're doing something wrong. But when there's that kind of a camaraderie among neighbors, and I know maybe there's some that are not so nice, but the reality is that when you can have that communication, then there is that awareness that someone is always going to sort of keep an eye on things. And it gives a sense of security. And if you have older people in your neighborhood, it really makes them feel a lot safer. It is good when you can do that. And I think that block parties, well, why not think about them? Maybe this is something you would like to do for yourself, for your family, and with your neighbors. I'll tell you what, one good way to get to know your neighbors is if you have a dog, go out walking. With Kinsey and Victor, every time we go out for a walk, we meet neighbors. Do you know we met people that we didn't realize were even our neighbors, and they've been living in pretty much the same area for as long as we have? And we said, wow, gee whiz. We didn't even know you existed. Well, these are very quiet, very private people. Take your dogs out for a walk. You're going to meet a lot of interesting individuals. And you know what's nice? As you meet them, you wave at them, you say hello. Eventually, the time comes when you're going to be able to stand and talk for a few minutes and just chat. It makes for a good feeling. And that's what makes neighborhoods work and work effectively. Mr. Rogers was not wrong when he put together his show for children, because through that show, he conveyed a message about family, about communication, about how people are just people no matter where you are in the world, any place. Family often can be comprised of people that are not blood related. It's a good thing. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break in just a moment. Now, if you want to call in and chat with me, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. All I need is your first name or your initial. That's it. And then I'll be on a verbal roll. Donna Sebo here. When we come back, I'm going to talk to you about a man who 60 years after he died is still hitting publicity lines big time. You're going to find out who it is when we come back. Don't go away.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown-red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again, 872-8852.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to DTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, ttap.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you want to chat, 888-815-9756. Well, you're probably going to figure this one out quite readily. There was a cartoon that was published in 1918, and the man that drew this cartoon became an international household name. We've got a caller. Well, you're going to have to wait to hear the rest of this story. Let's go to our caller. Welcome to the show.
Yes, how are you doing today?
I am doing wonderfully. May I have your first name or initial, please? And where are you calling in from?
Brian, San Juan Capistrano, California.
Oh, Capistrano. I love Capistrano. I have such good memories, but my goodness, it has built up so much. It's amazing. Do the swallows still come in?
Yes.
They do. I was told that they weren't, and I thought, that can't be. But I think that's good news, because I know that's always been a big event down there. All right, Brian, let's get down to business with you. The first thing I'm looking at is a need for patience. You're working very diligently and very sincerely to accomplish what is especially meaningful to you. You're refining your skill set. I want to congratulate you, because this is a good thing. You are also deciding, you know, trying to decide, because you feel like you're walking on the edge, on a fence. You don't know whether to go this way, that way, the other way. You're doing a balancing act. That's what I really am wanting to say. And when I'm watching you in my mind, I want to tell you that probably by August, you're going to figure out where you can step off and away from the balancing act that you're doing. And when you make that decision, you are going to feel like a big load has been taken off your shoulders. But on the other hand, you're going to look at it and say, holy Moses, look at what I've created. Is this really what I wanted? And I think it may be a little overwhelming for you, but I'll tell you what, you're going to do okay. you're going to find that where you have felt like things really were not moving very quickly or very rapidly, they are picking up momentum, and by August, it's like full steam ahead. So understand, this is not bad. It means you're going to have to adjust. It means you're going to have to really step into an entirely different arena. And all I can say to you is go for it. Absolutely go
okay.
for it. You don't
yeah. one,
want.
One quick question for you.
Okay, what's your question?
The question is, do you see me moving back to Washington State or moving out of California anytime soon?
I don't know that the move is going to be real fast. It's not going to be within a month. I would say you have got certain things that you have to work through before you make the move. If you decided to move back to Washington, you need to have certain things into place so that the transition is not going to be a real pain in the neck. So do your planning. But I'm not worried about
you at
all, because I think by fall you're going to have everything worked out.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This is Donna Sebo. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. Okay, I was telling you about a world explorer, a writer, an illustrator, and a media pioneer. Well, this is Robert Ripley. And my goodness, I've been a fan of his for so many years. I just absolutely loved his work. He had 14 years on the radio, and of course, the Believe It or Not cartoons just made him a star all over the world. Now, when he finished his 14 years on radio, he decided that he wanted to be on radio, but in a different genre. And in 1936, in a National Newspaper Association poll, Americans voted Robert Ripley as their favorite American. President Roosevelt came in second. Now, this is a man who loved being the star. And he started one of the first regularly scheduled weekly shows on NBC. And then on May 24th, during his 13th show on television, he was showing off his own personal priceless collection of crown jewels from Europe. And it was featuring a short sketch also of the true story behind the world's most famous bubicle call, Taps. Now, towards the end of the program, during the playing of Taps, he got very, very tired. He passed out and fell to the floor. The very last word he said to the bugler was, "Amen." And that was the cue for the bugler to start playing. Now, he couldn't continue the show, but the show went on regardless. And there's different accounts of how the show ended and what really happened on that particular show evening. But they don't mention in their script of information about him blacking out. Now, he didn't go to the hospital right away, but he checked in the next day, and he died 3 days later on May 27, 1949. This is a man who was loved by thousands of people, and he died in New York City, and thousands lined the streets of New York to watch Ripley's off-Broadway funeral service. And then he was sent by rail back to California, which is where he was from originally. And there was a prayer service held in the Church of One Tree in Santa Rosa, and he was buried in the city's Odd Fellows Cemetery. And his very best friend did the show, number 14, the week after Ripley died. And for the first 9 minutes, they honored this great man who just absolutely entertained millions of people, around the world. And Doug Storer then became the president of Ripley's Entertainment after Ripley's death and personally continued Ripley's radio show as a host until he was able to find that very special person that he needed to replace himself with a few weeks later. Today, 60 years after his death, the Ripley legacy lives on in auditoriums, and that's auditoriums, newspapers, books, television shows, films. There's a popular website. And also, the wonderful, wonderful Believe It or Not phase is known around the world, just as popular today as it was back when the great man himself was sharing the stories one-on-one. People are interesting, and his is especially unique. So check out the books, because I've had the people from Ripley's, or believe it or not, on my show on a couple of times a year because they come out with these marvelous publications. It sure does make for a good conversation when you don't know what to talk about. Good stuff in Ripley's, believe it or not. This is Donna Sebo. We've run out of time. Remember, always you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Tomorrow, the time phenomena. But today, the phenomena should be mindfully present of where you are. You're a light in this world. And if you take time to make sure that it's turned on, centered within yourself, my goodness, you're just going to brighten everything more than you could ever imagine wherever you go. Donna Sebo here. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.